வணக்கம். கிருஷ்ண இஸ் மதுர், இஸ் பிருந்தாவன் மதுர், ஓ லாஃபிங் ஸ்மைலிங் இஸ் மதுர், ஹிஸ் கம்மிங் அண்ட் கோயிங் ஓசோ மதுர், ஜமுனா மதுரா, தீட்சி மதுரா, தி குஞ்ச மதுரா, ஹிஸ் crooked eyes are so sweet. Who is telling? Kans Maharaj is telling this? Agasur, Bakasur, Putanar are telling? Who? Herself, Radhika. He is qualified to tell. Samsaki told. Now Krishna has gone from Vrindavan and he has married so many wives. 16,108, O queens, and others more. We cannot count millions and millions of wives. And now again so many wants to marry him. So why you are having so love and affection for that crooked Krishna? He has no love and affection for you, and Vrindavan too. So give up him forever and you should try to forget him. Radhika is telling, O Sakhi, you are telling true, but I cannot forget him. Oh, all these Krishna are very sweet, very sweet. Same Krishna for Kansa, for Jarasandha, for Jodhan, for Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kesi, Charun, Mushti, same Krishna, but no sweet. They think him like enemy, very cruel, very powerful like that, very dangerous. So why this? Krishna is our goal, really. The sweetness of, to realize the sweetness of Krishna is our goal. But don't try to jump the top. Begin from tree, the root of the tree. Then you can realize. You'll have to follow Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sampradhi. And then more so many things. Shanti Rabarta Kalvatang Virakti Manushanyata. You will have to wait till, and then you can realize something. Otherwise not. I know and I see that in Western countries also, Eastern Australia, here and there, all the devotees, especially ladies devotees, they want to enter in Ashtakaliya Leela. No? But they don't know what is this. We should be very careful. Our Goswami has warned us not to go so much in this topic. This is our goal. Really, but in a process, a real process we will have to go. A person who has so many worldly desires and he is so much attached to worldly women, wine and wealth, how he can do? He is realizing that this body is I am body. What he will think about Ashtakaliya Leela? If a man or woman is thinking about the pastimes in midnight, all gopis left their houses and made Krishna alone. And even Krishna left all the gopis and took only Radhika in Kunja, in night time. And both were playing. What they will think about this? If a male and a woman meeting in night together, what is the result of their love? Can you tell? In the end, what will be? Then you will you are bound to come in law, lust. And thus you cannot control your mind and everything. And thus you will ruin your whole career. Understand? So we should not think. Even a young or old person is thinking, oh, Paramadamadana Leela Kandare Kandarete Rachyati Nava Juno Dvandamashmi Nabandam. Both are together, Radha and Krishna. What they are doing? Together? Mixing? Embracing each other? What they are doing? Oh, worldly conception is bound to come. Think always, be careful that a person, a devotee, like Maha Maha Bhagavat, like Sukhdev Goswami, he has nothing, even not door and coffin.
No loincloth. Huh?
Even. He has nothing, no bhajan kuti for him. For him, any beautiful, beautiful, most beautiful lady was like a wooden tree. Not poppet. Like wood.
Firewood.
Like that. No, for him, no difference between naked lady and a tree. Dry tree, wood. And he is doing pranam to that Rosh Leela and to this Ashtakaliya Leela. How
high
this thing, though it is our goal, the goal of our life is this. Krishna, Madhur Krishna is, or to serve him like gopis, it is goal. Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satane Tattham Abhinda Ramya Kachit Upasana Bajubadhu Bhargayanya. The highest love and affection and service to Krishna was like gopis. Not for all gopis. Even not for Lalita Visakha. Not for others. For whom? Like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. Like them. They cannot enter Lalita Visakha, where Radha and Krishna are alone. But Manjaris, without any hesitation, oh, they will enter. And they can serve both. So, I think we should be very careful. Even we should not discuss all these matters in general public. Be careful. Otherwise, especially ladies will be charmed. They will weep and run after you, and your career will be lost forever. Always to try to follow 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and try to follow Rup Raghunath, Manashiksha and Upadeshamrita first, and then gradually try to come in the position, the stage of Rati. Then automatically all these things will come in a very pure form. So try to follow me. Try to follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Guru Varga, especially Rupa and Raghunath. Our ultimate goal, certainly this. But come in a proper channel or process. Srila Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas or Sukadeva Goswami. First he told the goal of our life. Beginning from Matsavatar, Kurmavatar, and then Baraha Kurma, then Ram, Parsuram, Ram, Kalki, Bam. He has told. But he left all the Madhur Leela in 10th canto. And he told what is our aim and object. Krishna is all. Matsa Kurma Barat, Nishinga Baman, everything. Balram, Kalki Baman. And he is playing like a role. Same Krishna. Keshava Dhrita Dasabhi Dharu. Keshava Jai Jai. Like that. Krishna is. Certainly, Krishna is our goal. To serve Krishna like Gopi is our goal. But be very careful. Otherwise, you will be in the way of Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, and Kams. You are bound. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he began all these things from. And then what was the process? Oh, he has told in 11th canto. In Narad and Vasudev, now the Yogendra Sambhad and 24 gurus and all other things. So this is process. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in more better way, first he told our aim and object, our of life, anarpit charing kirat radhaya pranayam. Radha Krishna pranayabhikrit, in 3 slokas. He told everything. And especially in 4th chapter of Adi Leela, he has told so many things. In Rai Ramanand Sambhad. But what is the process? He told especially to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. We should try to follow. So be careful about this. Don't go to fire, otherwise you will be burnt. Now, why I came here? And you are very happy to see me here with my associates here. Why? So, why you called and why you are happy? That I am among you. Oh, Braja Balla Prabhu, should you speak 2 words?
Prakaya Saksur Unmalikam Yena Tajmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Gurudev knows why he has come here, and maybe we are not so clear why Gurudev has come here. Gurudev wants us to establish within our hearts the goal of our life. This is a very, very rare thing, and he wants to firmly implant this into our hearts, so that we will be equipped for now and in the future to carry on with our own search for Krishna. This search is an eternal search for Sri Krishna. And Gurudev wants to energize that and establish it deeply while he has a chance and while we have a chance. It is very, very rare to meet a Vaishnava. And it is very, very rare to actually surrender to a Vaishnava and take into our heart what he really wants us. All day I was thinking about Saranagati. And Saranagati is all in all, especially for us. If we can somehow or other surrender, to give up our mental pursuits and relying on our intellect to guide us, but to embrace the words of Sri Krishna deeply into our heart and make that the inspiration of our life, this is what Gurudev wants. So if we can surrender so many conceptions of life we have gathered, and we're relying on these conceptions, but these conceptions are failing us at every minute of our existence because our hearts are not full, our eyes are not open, and therefore we can't perceive things in reality. Gurudev has come here with his devotees to try and open our eyes and our hearts so that we can absorb ourselves. Two words?
In morning class, I told a shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhayam Dityadhanisha, and Bhajetatam Guru Devatatma. What is the meaning and purpose of this shloka? Pundarik Prabhu can explain. Come on here.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनिशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतृभिश्च कृपासिन्धुभिः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. Shri Gurudev has ordered me to speak about this verse which he spoke about in the morning in his darshans, and he also gave the essence of that shloka himself in the morning. Bhayam dvitya vinimeshaat syat viparyo smriti. The cause of the living entity's entanglement or this material conditioning has been pointed out in this verse. And what is that? That is forgetfulness of Krishna arising because of aversion to him, and then the fear which manifests in the heart of living entity. And that fear, what it does? It creates a second nature, or dvitiya abhinivesh. Abhinivesh means absorption, but not the kind of absorption towards our goal, but absorption in something else, that which is not there. Like Gurudev was explaining in the morning about Maya. Maya, yes and no, that which is not actually there, or perceiving something else to be different than what it is actually. So our actual nature is simply to serve Sri Krishna, who is our origin. Just like a spark of fire is belonging to the fire flame and it wants to unite with that. Similarly, the thirst in the heart of every living entity to enjoy or to be happy can only be fulfilled by serving Sri Krishna. But forgetting that eternal nature, the living entity, being covered by the coverings of subtle body and gross body, thinks oneself to be different than what it is, he is. And what is that different thinking? These are all different designations which we get depending on the result of our karmic activities which we perform. In whichever body we are, we identify ourselves with that body, and then in those particular surroundings and circumstances, we sometimes become happy and then sometimes we are distressful. And this cycle goes on and on and on. So, what is the way out from this situation? The way out is, if one can come in touch with the pure sadhus who are actually like the current of the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, which is manifested here in this material world in the form of sadhus, shastra. And upon coming in touch with the sadhus, as we heard from Shri Vrajavalla Prabhu, that it's actually, first of all, very, very rare. But even if one is fortunate, able to come in contact with such a person, then it's equally difficult to really make proper unconditional surrender to that personality and be really be able to imbibe his innermost moods and that inspiration which he wants to give in our hearts. This shloka is particularly pointing that yes, that this is the only way out. If we can try to unconditionally imbibe that mood of surrender towards him and try to observe his activities and thereby learn from him externally and internally, Sri Gurudev, Sadhu, or the bona fide disciplic succession coming from Sri Krishna. The word Guru here refers to Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, from whom we are trying to benefit ourselves in this spiritual knowledge. And we have to, not have to, because it's very natural. If we are able to feel that attraction towards that personality, if we are able to feel that inspiration coming from him in our heart, very naturally and spontaneously, our heart will run towards that person and will feel tuned up with his heart and our heart, and will not feel any blockage or impediment in the flow of that love and trust towards him, which will in turn bring all that which is contained in his heart. And then that is a success or the culmination of the essence of this verse, which will bring all that knowledge which is required, complete sammandagyan, and that will also further direct us towards the actual, accurate, exact process with constant inspiration, determination and tolerance. And that will bring us the goal of life, and which is to serve Sri Krishna wherever we are, in whichever condition we are.
What is the meaning of Guru Devatatma? Bhaje tatam Guru Devatatma.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unumilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gravina. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Istadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namonam Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhubyeva Cha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namonam.
Srila Gurudev is ordering that I will explain what is Guru Devatatma. Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Devatatma. So this shloka from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is explaining how the living entity, how the jiva soul, who has become entrapped within the bondage of this material world. And he has forgotten his actual identity and his actual eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. What is the process by which this reversed conception of life can again be turned back to the normal, natural condition of the living being, which is to have eternal loving devotion for his eternal source of his own self, the Supreme Lord. So in this verse, it is being told that by accepting Sri Guru Dev, who is the non-different manifestation of the Supreme Lord within this world, Sakshad Hari, who is coming as an emissary of the Supreme Lord to rescue the conditioned souls. So this mercy manifestation, Krishna Kripa Sri Murti, the very personification of the mercy of Krishna, is coming to the conditioned soul to bring them back to the lotus feet of Krishna. So how should that soul receive this pure representative of Krishna? Oh, they should receive him as their most worshipable Lord. Just as one would worship Sri Krishna himself. Guru Deva Tatma, Bhaktyai Kayesham Guru Deva Tatma. This means that he will have one-pointed bhakti, one-pointed faith, and one-pointed devotion to the lotus feet of Guru. And if he develops this one-pointed devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, he will also consider that Sri Guru is more dear to him than his own life. Gurudev Tatma. He must surrender his whole body, mind, words, and everything at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev with Vishramba Bhav. Vishrambena Gurur Seva. By accepting the lotus feet of Guru in this way, by serving Sri Gurudev with such open-hearted, loving devotion, Sri Krishna becomes very, very pleased. And Gurudev, by his mercy, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, by the mercy of Sri Guru, then Bhagavan gives his mercy. He bestows his mercy. And yasya prasadam na gati gutopi. Without that mercy of the representative of the Supreme Lord, it is not actually possible to attain his lotus feet. So if Guru is not pleased, then the conditioned soul remains within this world. So tanmayayato buddha abhijetam. Such intelligent person in this world, fortunate soul, who has the opportunity to meet Sadguru, he accepts him in this way, worshipping his lotus feet, as his dearmost friend, his dearmost Lord, his dearmost master, just like his own family member, having this kind of mood of intimacy and affection for Sri Gurudev. And by this, he becomes eligible to approach the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So very important instruction. This condition of Maya that we are all absorbed in can be reversed by this process. So if one accepts Sri Guru and serves his lotus feet with one-pointed devotion and becomes actually tadatmik with him. Tadatmik means that you consider your very self to be identical with him in the sense that you have no separate interests. Your life is only for serving him, not for any other purpose. And when this comes in the life of a disciple, then he can realize the mercy of Sri Guru, and all instructions of Sri Gurudev will be manifested within his heart. So this is the instruction being given by Srimad Bhagavatam. How we can attain that highest goal of Krishna Prem, as Srila Gurudev is telling us, it is only possible through this Guru Seva. And if we do this Guru Seva with our whole life and soul, then definitely we will achieve perfection even in this very short span of human form of life.
Explanation. Very good explanation. We should try not only to speak, we should try to be established in this truth. Siddhanta. Wait for God. If you are not following, you cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. Really, you cannot. If a disciple always glorifying Krishna, his feet past tense, always chanting. But he has not so much faith in Guru. Sometimes he follows his orders and sometimes not. Sometimes he follows his uncontrolled mind, but not following the process and teachings of Rupa Raghunath up till Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada. And if he is not behaving his guru like what he explained, then what will be the result? He is chanting so much, 1 lakh. He is reading always past types of Krishna. He is also glorifying, but not following his guru there. Then what will be the result? You. Question? It is clear?
Om Gyanati Marandhasa Gyanandana Salakaya Chakshur Unvilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Now Srila Gurudev is raising this point. This disciple, he's doing so much sadhan, but he has no nishtha in Guru. What will be the result? Zero.
Always glorifying in general public and doing so many things. Worshipping Krishna, gopis and all others. But not so much strong faith in Guru. Then what will be the result?
Everywhere in Shastra it has been described. Krishna himself told, Mad bhakta pujabhya dika. The worship and service of my devotee is superior to the service of me. Krishna explained, Yeme bhakta janapata name bhakta stachedana. That person who says, I am a devotee of Krishna, but he is not devoted to my devotee, then he is not my devotee at all. Krishna rejects that person. Yasya deve parabhakti yata deve tatagaro. Anyone is reading very, very carefully all Shastra, but they have no Shraddha in Guru, then the meaning, the internal meaning of what is written there in Shastra, it will never manifest in their hearts. They're completely unable to touch those Shastras. Therefore, Swarup Damada also gave the instruction, Jaha Bhagavata Para Vaishnavarastane Ekantana Sai Koro Chaitanya Tarane. If you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then you must surrender yourself at the lotus feet of Bhakta Bhagavata. Nasta Preshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. If you want to have all anatta destroyed, which are covering one's transcendental knowledge, then Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Eka Bhagavata Bada Bhakti Rasa Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. One type of Bhagavat is the book, and the other type of Bhagavat is the personality, Sadguru, the pure Vaishnav, who is the abode of all rasa. A dwari diya bhakti ras tahare doya tara prema hoyavash. Only by the action of the book Bhagavat and the pure devotee Bhagavat, then the mellows of bhakti rasa can enter into the heart of anyone. So Krishna always gives the instruction, pratamam tu gurum pujam. Tatastaiva mamartanam kuravam siddhim avapnoti yamyata nishvala bhavet. Krishna himself is telling, if you want to do any puja, you want to do any seva, first thing, don't serve me. First you go to your Gurudev. You serve your Gurudev, life and soul. After that you come to me. If you follow this process, then kuravam siddhim avapnoti, you'll attain perfection in your life. But hyanyata nishphalam bhavet. If you neglect to serve lotus feet of Sri Guru and come directly to me, then nishphalam bhavet. All of your endeavor will be nishphal. No fruit at all. No fruit at all. Aham bhakta paradino hyashvatantariva jija sarubhi bhaktaridayo bhaktar bhakta jana priya. Krishna himself said, I am not independent. I am controlled by the love of my devotees. What those devotees, they have occupied my heart. What to speak of? My devotees being so dear to me. Even that person who becomes the devotee of my devotee, he becomes dear to me. So if anyone wants to approach Supreme Lord, he has to go to that person who is qualified in that way. Nikunja yuno ratikali siddhyai jaya libe yuktir apekshaniya tatati dakshad ativalabhasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. Krishna always feeling separation from Radhika, and Radhika's feeling separation from Krishna. So that personality who is so expert that she can bring them together to meet, then how indebted Radha and Krishna feel towards that person. So when even an ordinary conditioned soul in this world gives his life and surrenders at the lotus feet of that person who is so dear that they fulfill the innermost heart's desire of both Radha and Krishna, then automatically then that person will become dear to Radha and Krishna, and through that guru and through pure Vaishnavas, they shower their mercy on them and quickly bring them to the service of their lotus feet. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. Those who serve guru and attain the favor of guru, they can be successful in their life. Yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. And if one does not satisfy Sri Guru, then nagati kutopi, no destination. He cannot be elevated at all. It does not matter how much sadhan he will do. 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs, 10 lakhs. Harinam, hundreds and thousands of harinam. Studying so many scriptures. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo. Na medaya na bahuna sutena. Yameve se vrinute tena labhyas. Tasyaik yatma vimrinute tanum swam. Krishna is transcendental. Atasi Krishna namadi nabhavat graham indriyai. No material senses can touch him. No one can understand anything about him. He is avichintya tattva, supremely inconceivable potency. But he will show himself to that person who has pleased Guru, not by that person, nayam atma pravachanena lambyo, who gives very learned discourses. Now, media, one who is very intelligent, and one who has heard so much from Vedas, they cannot be successful. Only one who has pleased Guru. Therefore, Nautam Thakur gave the instruction, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kuriya Aikya Ana Kuriya Manihai. This is the meaning. Guru Devatatma. One should make one with the heart all the words emanating from the lotus mouth of Guru. And more than this, Sri Guru Charane Rati. Having Rati, Atma Rati, spontaneous attachment of the heart for the lotus feet of Guru, Ese Uttama Gati. He'll attain his goal. But any independent aim of practice of sadhan, Guru Kripa Bina Nahi Koi Sadhan Bal. Without the mercy of Guru, any kind of sadhan has no strength at all. It has no power. Therefore, first anger of bhakti out of 64 angers is Guru Padashraya. Then Diksha Guru Rasevan Sadhama Pratyasiksha Sadhu Marganugamam. 64 angers of bhakti, but they all begin with Guru Pad Ashray. Why? Because Sharanagati, surrender, is the doorway to bhakti. But surrender has an object. Krishna told in Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Oh, you who are in this world, just surrender to me. But then, upon reading the words of Krishna, the inquiry may come in our minds. Yes, Krishna, I want to surrender to you. So what should I do? What do you want? We don't know. We don't know what Krishna wants, where he is, what he's doing, or anything. So how can we surrender to Krishna? So Sharanagati surrender. This does not mean that when your machine gun runs out of bullets, that you get a white flag and you surrender. This is not surrender. What is surrender? Surrender has an object, a personality, and they have a desire. And when we make our desire one with the desire of that person, then this is surrender. It is a doorway of bhakti. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote, Atmani Vedana Tua Padakori Hainu Paramasuki Dukha Dure Galo Chintana Royalo Charike Ananda Deke. O my Lord, since I surrendered my life to you, all my fears, all my worries, everything has gone very far away, and everywhere I look, I see only Ananda, joyfulness. What is this? Bhaktivinoda Ananda Dubia Tomara Sevaya Take Saba Chesta Kori Tava Ichamato Takya Tomara Gare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, now I am sinking in the pools of Ananda, happiness. Why? I am serving you. Saba Chesta Kori, every one of my endeavors of body, mind and words, Tava Ichamato, is one with your desire. I have relinquished my individual identity. I am giving up all abhiman, false ego. I am learned. I am wealthy. I am beautiful. I have a high birth. I am this physical body. Giving up all types of abhiman and taking out from the heart any independent desire. Sabachasta kori tava ichamato. Your desire has entered into my heart now. Takya toma gare. I am staying with you at all times and serving you. So this mood, what is this? This is not the highest level of bhakti. This is the doorway. Only the door. First, the disciple should become malleable, soft, in the hands of his guru. Veta tvam somya tat saravam tatva tas tadanurugrahat buryu snigdasya sisyasya guruvo guyam apiyuta. To whom does the guru reveal the confidential knowledge? Guruvo guyam apiyuta. He reveals confidential transcendental knowledge. Bruyu snigdasya sisyasya. Unto that disciple who is snigda. Very affectionate. Very soft. Like a blacksmith. If he will take iron, he cannot do anything with cold iron. He will put the iron in the fire and make it red hot and beat it with a hammer. When it becomes soft, he can make anything. If a piece of paper has so many writings on it, then it's useless. You cannot write anything new. Or if clay is hard, the potter cannot make a pot. So when the clay becomes soft and malleable, then the potter can make it in any way he likes. So in the same way, if a jiva comes to Sadguru and he's doing so much sadhana bhajan, this is not sadhana bhajan, this is sadhana bhas, even not sadhana bhas. This is only one natak, like a drama, for impressing others and collecting pratistha. So first of all, he has to become completely malleable and submissive to the will of Guru. Then Guru can shape his heart exactly how he wants it. What is that? We sing every day. Gurudev kripa karke mujhko apana lena. Oh Gurudev, you give mercy to me and accept me as your own. Shakti buddhihin ami ati din kora more atmasat. Oh Gurudev, I have no intelligence, I have no power. Please, kora more atmasat, take me as your own. What does it mean? As Gurudev, he's serving Radha and Krishna in transcendental Vrindavan. For that disciple who is unconditionally surrendered to his guru and following his teachings, then guru can make him atmasat. Actually, guru does not want any disciples, but he accepts disciples. But his desire is that he will make one jiva become as he is. As he is relishing the eternal nectar of the service of Radha and Krishna, he wants that all jivas, they should also be just as he is and serving in this way. Yet in this world, Sadguru, he takes the role of Acharya and accepts disciples, not because he wants disciples or followers, but out of causeless mercy, to give them an object of surrender. Because Krishna is told, Saravadamam Prityaja, surrender to me, but they cannot. So Gurudev, he takes the role of the transparent via medium through which the disciples can surrender themselves to the will of Krishna. When a disciple is following Shanagati, Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sparanam, Parasevanam, Atanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam, nine types of bhakti. But first of all, Iti Pungsa Pita Vishnu. Bhakti's ten Navalakshana. Prahlad Maharaj said, that person is intelligent who, first of all, he offers himself. After that, he...